Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. We're sticking with Monty Python's 50th anniversary for this segment. Our guest is David Morgan. He's the author of Monty Python Speaks, The Complete Oral History, Revised and Updated Edition. The book is a collection of interviews with Monty Python's founding members, actors, producers, and other collaborators. One of the revisions is a foreword from comedian and Emmy winner John Oliver, host of Last Week Tonight on HBO. Here's a quick clip of John Oliver interviewing members of Python at the Tribeca Film Festival a few years ago.
When we were first on American television, we came down, we toured Canada in 1973, and we went down, and we were on The Tonight Show. And we were new, and then who was the host of it? It was
somebody, Joey Bishop.
Joey Bishop was the host. He said, and we were supposed to do 30 minutes material on live on The Tonight Show, and he said, here's some guys from England. People tell me they're funny. Ladies and gentlemen, Monty Python. And we came on, and I think it was Graham and I went, oh, have you been? Where have you been? I've been burying the cat. Really? Yes! It's not dead yet. Oh, it's a full bloody night. And we looked out, and it was like the producers, the film, the whole audience, their jaws were open. And we did the 30 minutes in 15 minutes. Yeah. To no laughs whatsoever, and we ran out, and there was a bit of green grass in Burbank, and we lay down and we laughed for about 15 minutes, just how, because it was the funniest thing ever. We'd been, there were in Canada, anything we said, they were falling about laughter. America, they didn't know what on earth we were talking about.
We were dressed in drag
at the time.
Drag, well, yeah, I mean, it was just totally puzzling. I mean,
I'll tell you what's really funny. When you're on stage and you do a joke and about six people in the audience go, ah, you really want to kill yourself. But when there's complete silence, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, here's part two of two with David Morgan, author of Monty Python Speaks. What is new about this edition?
Well, I wanted to update since 2019 marks the 50th anniversary of when they made their debut on the BBC. And so I wanted to catch up with what has been going on in the 21st century for Python, which includes the Broadway musical Spamlot and their blockbuster reunion show in London in 2014 at the O2 Arena. And this was something that they had sort of hedged against doing a reunion show until financially they decided they really needed to do something. Mm-hmm. But they had really no inkling, no foreshadowing of how popular it was going to be. They agreed to do one show, and as soon as the tickets went on sale, 16,000 seats in the O2 were sold out in 43 and a half seconds.
Wow.
So they realized, okay, well, there's a demand for this, and they kept adding shows, and they kept getting sold out. And ultimately, the final show was broadcast by satellite to cinemas all over the world. So they really sort of demonstrated that they still have a growing global audience. That was something they certainly did not expect.
It goes back to the very first question, you know, when you and I started this conversation, which was, it's just amazing the legs and the long tail that this type of comedy has, this kind of creative talent, actually. And there's something I wanted to circle back on that you mentioned at the top, too, which was, this was the art of absurdity, but then the side projects were more narrative driven in a more traditional kind of way. Let's go into a little bit about the movies. Anything cool things about the movies? And I'll go ahead and ask you to pick your favorite child. What's your favorite Python flick?
No, you cannot ask that question. But you have to anyway. So, and I guess my favorite would be Holy Grail, just because there's it's not technically the best one. That would have to be Life of Brian. But there's just this sort of breezy innocence about Holy Grail and the fact that they make as much fun out of the process of making the film as they do about the legend of King Arthur. I mean, it's obviously aware that it's a film, and they're nudging the audience that, yes, this is a film. That's why we can get away with just pretending to ride horses, because we can't afford horses. That it was just a lot of fun. Life of Brian was maybe the more mature version for them in that they really did pursue a single plot throughout the film, and it was all circled around the character of Brian, played by Graham Chapman. So that was certainly more ambitious for them to try to create a film, an hour and a half film that you can carry through with a single story. That wasn't something they had really done on the TV shows or in their earlier films.
How are things with the remaining pythons? We know Graham Chapman died some time ago, and Terry Jones has a neurological disorder.
Yeah.
How is everybody else faring right now?
Everyone else seems to be faring very well. John Cleese is doing a world tour of his one-man show. Eric Idle just published a very fun autobiography. And, of course, Spamlot is still on tour all over the world.
Right.
And Michael Palin, who is not unfamiliar with touring the world, he has a new book out about polar explorers, which is very good, called Erebus. And he's doing some touring for that. Terry Jones, sadly, it was a few years ago, it was publicly disclosed that he had been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia, which it's a condition that robs you of your ability to speak.
Ah.
And it's particularly tragic that he would be hit with this, because he's probably the most uninhibited of the performers of Python. And to rob him of his ability to speak is kind of like taking away Beethoven's hearing. It's very sad. And Python, other Pythons speak very movingly about what it was like to see their friend experience this, because they certainly feel it, and Python fans certainly feel it as if it's something within their family.
Mm-hmm.
And any family that's been touched by Alzheimer's or dementia can recognize that.
You know, as I'm listening and thinking about Python coming together in the late 60s, 1969, and there are a few years ahead, maybe 4 or 5 years ahead of an American National Lampoon approach to comedy and humor. Did Python have any kind of influence on the Lampooners, or was that like its own drug-fueled silo here in the United States?
It was probably its own drug-fueled silo, although Tony Hendra also attended Cambridge University, and he was instrumental in the Harvard Lampoon and National Lampoon magazines. And certainly, if you're familiar with National Lampoon or the National Lampoon Radio Hour, which was broadcast on radio around 73, 74, that was certainly Pythonic in a radio sense. And, of course, some of those actors who appeared in that then starred on Saturday Night Live. So there's a familiarity to that, yeah.
Well, David Morgan, I guess my last question would be, how much, if any, arm twisting did you have to do with John Oliver to get him to write the foreword for this new edition?
He is a huge fan.
Yeah.
And in fact, a few years ago, it was the last Python reunion where all five were together. It was at the Tribeca Film Festival here in New York. It was the 40th anniversary of Holy Grail, and they had a screening, and then they had a Q&A afterwards that John Oliver moderated. And, of course, the Pythons themselves didn't take it very seriously, and John Oliver couldn't keep a straight face throughout the whole thing. It was a joy to watch. So he's a big fan, and he writes a foreword in the book about his becoming familiar with Python at a very young age and how it colored his comedic writing and the work of comedians of generations ever since.
David Morgan, author of Monty Python Speaks, the complete oral history, revised and updated edition, four entirely new chapters.
Yep.
A definitive book. I will lend it to my daughter as soon as I'm finished with it, I guess.
Yeah, and then grab it back from her again.
Totally will. Mr. Morgan, I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
That was David Morgan. He's author of Monty Python Speaks, the complete oral history, revised and updated edition. David Morgan's day job is as senior producer for CBSNews.com and for CBS's Emmy Award-winning news magazine, Sunday Morning. We have an extended interview with Mr. Morgan on the podcast about this. Just keyword search Techonomics wherever you get your podcasts, or our entire archive is easy to find at KGORadio.com. Applicable links are also at KGORadio.com/Techonomics, as well as in the podcast notes. Coming up after the break, smart speakers and our willingness for self-surveillance in our homes.
Smart speaker owners do seem to be willing to a little bit more to make that kind of value exchange for services and convenience.
It's almost like a Faustian bargain in a way. But
yep.
Brush up on your Christopher Marlowe during the break and hurry back. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.